The Senate will please come to order. The colors will be presented by the Cheyenne East High School ROTC. Please stand. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I would invite Father Tom Conklin to give the invocation.
Heavenly Father, we gather today in this chamber from the four corners of this great state of Wyoming to convene the Wyoming Senate and to begin the budget session of the 60th Wyoming Legislature. Be with us and grant us your grace and blessing. We have much to do in a scant 20 days, and the financial outlook and economy appear threatening, like the storm clouds that develop in the western winter sky. Help us not to lose hope and thereby surrender to discouragement, but instead, let us find courage, inspiration, and creativity. Let us not focus on the want of what we do not have, but rather on the blessings which we have been enriched. You have bestowed upon each of us unique gifts and talents. Help us to draw upon these treasures so that we may have the strengths and skills we need to accomplish our great task. Give us added portions of knowledge and insight, wisdom and understanding, so that we may promote what is best for all the people of this great state of Wyoming. Watch over our family, friends, and businesses while we are away, and let the business of the people of this great state be our focus. May these 20 days be fruitful and our produce abundant, so that at the close of this session we may be recognized as the people's and your faithful servants. We ask these things in your holy name. Amen.
The chief clerk will call the roll.
Roll call for Monday, February 8th. Anderson.
Here.
Bebout.
Here.
Burns.
Here.
Case.
Present.
Coe.
Here.
Cooper.
Here.
Dockstader.
Here.
Elliott.
Here.
Esquibel.
Present.
Geis.
Here.
Hastert.
Here.
Honeycutt.
Here.
Jennings.
Here.
Johnson.
Here.
Landon,
here.
Larson,
here.
Martin,
here.
Massey,
here.
Meyer, C,
here.
Meyer, S,
here.
Nicholas,
here.
Perkins,
here.
Peterson,
here.
Ross,
here.
Schiffer. Scott. Sessions. Townsend. Von Flatern. President Hines.
Here.
30 present.
All members of the Wyoming Senate are present. James Elliott Jr. have been appointed to fill the unexpired term occasioned by the resignation of Senator Vasey, Senate District 11. Sandra Myers have been appointed to fill the unexpired term occasioned by the resignation of Senator DeCara, Senate District 15. Senator Elliott and Senator Myers, welcome to the Senate. The doctor of the day is Dr. Stephen Orcutt from Casper, and the nurse of the day is Alicia Morrison from Wyoming State Hospital. Please welcome them. Majority Floor Leader Anderson.
Mr. President. I move the following named persons to be placed in nomination as the new members of the Senate and that they be voted on collectively. Will a reading clerk please read the names of the new employees and their respective
Abby Sabias, Corporation Secretary. Kathleen Kalinsky, Telephone Receptionist. Beth Miller, Revenue Committee Secretary. Jean Schaaf, Weekend Watchman. Don Shepard, Appropriations Committee Secretary. Catherine Vandell, Floor Computer Clerk. Judy Yokes, Senate Chamber Assistant.
You have heard the motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carried. On behalf of the entire Senate, I welcome you as staff members of this budget session. I hope you will find your work challenging and rewarding. Thank you. I direct the chief clerk to notify His Excellency the Governor that the 2010 budget session of the Senate 60th.
You missed the page.
Okay, excuse me. I had two pages and I got them mixed up, I guess, huh? Don't have that one. Okay, excuse me. I have changed appointments to several standing committee. The reading clerk will read the change committee memberships.
Judiciary, Senator Ross, Chairman, Senators Burns, Perkins, Sandra Myers, and Sessions. Education, Senator Co-Chairman, Senators Jennings, Von Flatern, Massey, and Sessions. Agriculture, State Parks and Lands and Water Resources, Senator Geis, Chairman, Senators Bebout, Jennings, Johnson, and Elliott. Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, Senator Burns, Chairman, Senators Cole, Dockstader, Jennings, and Sandra Myers.
With these changes, the Standing Committee of the 2009 General Session of the Wyoming State Legislature will stand as a standing committee as if 2010 budget session, 60th Wyoming State Legislature. I have directed the chief clerk now to notify His Excellency the governor that the 2010 budget session of the Senate 60th Wyoming State Legislature is organized and ready to receive any communications he may desire to submit. I have directed the chief clerk to notify the House that the 2010 budget session of the Senate 60th Wyoming State Legislature is organized and ready to receive any communications they may desire to submit. At This time it is my pleasure to introduce the University of Wyoming Trumpet Ensemble under the direction of Dr. Scott Meredith. Welcome to the Wyoming Senate. The Senate will stand at ease to the sound of the gavel. Dr. Meredith.
thank you very much for that performance. It's very nice.
The Senate will now come to order. The next order of business is the introduction of bills. And just let me remind you that each senator have up to 3 minutes to speak on his introduction. There are no rebuttals in the Senate, and then there is a roll call vote, which you have to have 2/3 vote for introduction. Senate File 3, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 3, sponsored by the Agriculture Committee, Apiary Laws, an Act Relating to Apiaries.
Senator Geis.
File 3, and move for a 2/3 vote on Senate File 3. What this bill does is create some holding stations around the state of Wyoming, because we ship all of our honeybees out of Wyoming, ship them to California every fall, and then we bring them back in the spring, and we have to have holding areas so that they can check them for disease and things like that. And so that's what this bill does, is create some holding areas created by the Department of Agriculture. So I'd ask for your 2/3 vote on Senate File 3.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Dockstader?
Aye.
Elliott?
Aye.
Esquibel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Honeycutt?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Larson?
Aye.
Martin?
Aye.
Massey?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Meyer S? Nicholas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Schiffer?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Sessions?
Aye.
Townsend?
Aye.
Von Flatern?
Aye.
President Hines?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 30 ayes.
Senate File 3, having received a 2/3 majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. Senate File 4, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 4, sponsored by the Corporations Committee, Special District Elections, an Act Relating to Special Districts.
Senator Case.
Mr. President.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move for the introduction of Senate File 4, Special District Elections. Mr. President, it's not as exciting as the last bill, and I'll try to do my best. But, Mr. President, what this bill does is to designate the county clerk as the person that oversees the election process of special districts. Right now, there is no such designation, and there have been, you know, how special district elections are conducted kind of as a hit-and-miss thing. And you'll see that in Wyoming, we have very tiny special districts. We have some very big ones, some that do everything by the book and some that are kind of loosey-goosey. This makes the county clerk the person that oversees it. It doesn't mean that the county clerk necessarily conducts the election, but at the clerk's requirement, they can conduct the election, but it does require them to oversee it. That's the gist of it. It's a committee bill. Thank you, Mr. President.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Dockstader, Elliott,
aye.
Esquibel,
aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Honeycutt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Blandin.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
Massey.
Aye.
Meyer C.
Aye.
Meyer S.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Sessions.
Aye.
Townsend.
Aye.
Von Platern.
Aye.
President Hines.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 30 ayes.
Senate File 4, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Senate File 5, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 5, sponsored by the Corporations Committee, Special Districts, Public Records, and Act Relating to Special Districts and Other Specified Public Entities.
Senator Case.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move for the introduction of Senate File 5. Mr. President, unfortunately, this isn't as exciting as the last bill that we talked about. But, Mr. President, what this bill does is specify what records need to be maintained by a special district, and they specify where the records are to be kept. They specify how people can inspect the records and where they can inspect the records. It's another area that's kind of cleaning up issues in special districts. Another committee bill. Thank you, Mr. President.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Elliott.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Honeycutt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Larson. Martin.
Aye.
Massey.
Aye.
Meyer C.
Aye.
Meyer S.
Aye.
Nicholas. Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Sessions.
Aye.
Townsend.
Aye.
Von Platern.
Aye.
President Hines.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 30 ayes.
Senate File 5, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Senate File 6, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 6, sponsored by the Corporations Committee, Improvement and Service Districts, and Act Relating to Improvement and Service Districts.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
No.
Excuse me. Okay. Senator Case.
File 6, Improvement and Service Districts. And while this may not be as exciting as the last bill that I talked about, Mr. President, what this deals with is kind of an unclear area of the law is to when an improvement and service district, how they can change their purpose. And this basically says that they can change their purpose by taking a vote that's the same majority that prevailed when the district was originally formed. It allows a district to change their purpose over time. What we found is that districts have sometimes been formed for one reason, and they actually end up doing something else, and this allows them a legal way to go to their membership and make it legal. It doesn't really change the powers of a district or whatever. It basically brings them into conformance with the law and gives them a way to do so by obtaining a vote of the people in it. So as you can imagine, with the vote, people can turn it down as well. So it's a kind of empowerment of the citizens under an improvement district and prevents the district's purpose from creeping over time. Thank you, Mr. President.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Elliott.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
Massey.
Aye.
Meyer. C.
Aye.
Meyer S.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Sessions.
Aye.
Townsend.
Aye.
Von Slatern.
Aye.
President Hines.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 30 ayes.
Senate File 6, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Senate File 7, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 7, sponsored by the Agriculture Committee, Rangeland Health Assessments, and Act Relating to Agriculture.
Senator Geis.
Mr. President, I move Senate File 7 for a two-thirds introduction. This is a bill we passed out of here last year, and it went to the governor, and he vetoed it because we had the money in the conservation districts, and so we're putting the money under the Commission of Agriculture, and they'll contract with the University of Wyoming to do this assessment, and I'd ask for a two-thirds vote on Senate File 7.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
No.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Elliott.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Honeycutt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Larson.
No.
Martin. Massey, Meyer, C. Meyer, S. Nicholas. Perkins. Peterson. Ross. Schiffer. Scott. Sessions. Townsend. Von Slatern. President Hines.
All right.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 28 ayes, 2 noes.
Senate File 7, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. Senate File 10, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 10, sponsored by the Travel Committee, State Parks, Bear River State Park, and Act Relating to State Parks.
Senator Burns.
Mr. President, I move for introduction of Senate File Number 10, State Parks, Bear River State Park. Mr. President, this was a bill sponsored by the Joint Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources Committee. And what it basically does is finish up some business this legislature and the state started back about 13, 14 years ago. At that time, they swapped land. And we're going back to the Board of Charities and Reform and the State Hospital, swap land to help create Bear River State Park. So anybody who's ever been there or walked around on there, in fact, the legislature has never accepted that land to go into to state parks for Bear River State Park. That's all this bill does and finishes up something that we hoped to do some years ago and kind of fell between the cracks. And there are no appropriations.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Elliott.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Honeycutt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon. Larson.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
Massey.
Aye.
Meyer C.
Aye.
Meyer S.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Sessions.
Aye.
Townsend.
Aye.
Von Slatern.
Aye.
President Hines.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 30 ayes.
Senate File 10, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 6, Travel, Recreation, and Wildlife. Senate File 11, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 11, sponsored by the Travel Committee, State Parks, Acquisition and Disposition of Lands, an act relating to state parks and cultural resources.
Senator Burns.
Mr. President, I move for introduction of Senate File 11, State Parks, Acquisition and Disposition of Lands. Again, Mr. President, this was TRW bill. This passed unanimously among the committee. What this does is there are, and I'm sorry that I was not prepared with the handout. I didn't realize the introduction was going to come this quick. But there's about 40-plus spots in the state that are officially designated historic sites that are, the historical significance of them is questionable. Quite often they are quite isolated. They're on private property. And the state's use for them is negligible, if at all. And what this bill does is allows the state parks to go in and designate or de-designate what the historic site would be. More importantly, undesignated. And the other thing that this bill does is allows them to make small additions of property or deletions of property. As a matter of fact, the good senator from Uinta County just brought me an example this morning of a small piece of property, next to the Granger station that they think they may want to acquire. It's currently a pretty run-down mobile home park next to a historic site. There's a couple of acres up outside of Story that the local historic cemetery that's still active would like to purchase. It's the cemetery for Story, Banner, and Kearney. This would allow the State Department of Parks to be able to do this without having to go through the legislature. Those of you remember last year, we had to actually go through an entire legislature to accept about 80 square feet of land in front of the Jim Bridger Memorial where the statue was. This would make that unnecessary. And I urge your favorable consideration.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Morse.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
No.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Elliott.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Honeycutt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Larson. Martin.
Aye.
Massey.
Aye.
Meyer C.
No.
Meyer S.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Sessions.
Aye.
Townsend.
Aye.
Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Hines.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 28 ayes, 2 noes.
Senate File 11, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 6, Corporations. Senate File 12, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 12, sponsored by the Travel Committee, State Parks and Historic Sites, Boundaries and Designations, and Act Relating to State Parks and Historical Sites.
Correction, I read the wrong name on that last bill. It is assigned to Committee Number 6, Travel.
Where did you first send it?
Senate File 13, first reading of the bill. Did we do 12?
Are we okay? Put her off or something.
It's many ways to kill a bill.
12.
I just read this one, yeah. Yeah.
but he gave me this.
Yeah.
I'm ready for 12.
This one's already been read.
Okay. Let Bruce have it been called out. Okay. Senate File 12. Senator Burns.
Mr. President, I believe we just went through Senate File 12 and held the... Oh, no, we didn't. I'm sorry. That was 11. Mr. President, I'm still rattled from the last bill there. Mr. President, I bring introduction and move introduction of Senate File 12, State Parks and Historic Sites, Boundaries and Designations. Mr. President, as everybody here is aware, over the past decades, different state parks and historic sites have come into the, and recreation areas have come into being various different ways through the legislature, some well thought out, some not so well thought out. But what's happened is they've been applied to the statutes in many different ways. All this bill does is apply consistency to that. What it does is it removes the legal descriptions from the statutes, and if you look at page 13, lines 12 and 13, the new language here, that's actually what the guts of this bill is. What it does is it says the department shall by rule specify the legal description of the state park. That way it makes it more consistent. Some of the definitions that are currently in statute were never accurate. Some have become inaccurate over the time with acquisitions, additional acquisitions. Kurt Gowdy is a good example of that. All this does is this allows, this takes the legal descriptions out of statute and puts it in rules within the department.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Dockstader?
Aye.
Elliott?
Aye.
Esquivel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Honeycutt?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Larson?
Aye.
Martin?
Aye.
Massey?
Aye.
Meyersey?
No.
Meyer S?
Aye.
Nicholas?
No.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross? Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Sessions,
aye.
Townsend,
no.
Von Platern,
aye.
President Hines,
aye.
Closing vote, closing vote closed, 27 ayes, 3 noes.
Senate File 12, having received a 2/3 majority, is referred to committee number 6. Travel. Senate File 13, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 13, sponsored by the Agriculture Committee, Economic Analysis, and Act Relating to Economic Analysis.
Senator Geis.
Move Senate File 13. And this is a bill to gather information and put it all in one place so the cities and counties and everyone can get that information. So when someone takes them to court or someone says we're going to stop doing this, well, they can go there and tell what the impact will be on the community. It establishes uniform criteria for collecting, compiling, analyzing, reporting, distributing economic data of Wyoming counties related to use of private, state, federal, surface, mineral lands, including not limited to the option use, the development of ag, grazing, mineral, timber, water, industrial resources, and that's what the bill does. And I'd ask for a 2/3 introduction.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
No.
Case?
No.
Coe? Cooper?
Aye.
Dockstader?
Aye.
Elliott?
Aye.
Esquivel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Honeycutt?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Larson?
No.
Martin?
Aye.
Massey.
Aye.
Meyer C.
Aye.
Meyer S.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Perkins.
No.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
No.
Schiffer.
No.
Scott.
Aye.
Sessions.
Aye.
Townsend.
Aye.
Von Slatern.
No.
President Hines.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 23 ayes, 7 noes.
Senate File 13, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. Senate File 14, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 14, sponsored by the Judiciary Committee, Circuit Court Hearings of Municipal Violation by Juveniles and Act Relating to Juveniles.
Senator Ross.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move introduction of Senate File 14, Circuit Court Hearings of Municipal Violations by Juveniles. Ladies and gentlemen, this bill is a Joint Judiciary Committee bill that really is in response to some legislation that we passed last year with regards to single point of entry with regard to juveniles. And this, as you recall, last year we gave the local jurisdictions the ability to determine where and juveniles enter the system and how we track them. This particular bill is a permissive bill that comes to us as a result of Natrona County and their desire for their single point of entry to be through the circuit courts. And they have agreements amongst the municipalities and their circuit court to handle all of the kinds of juvenile cases like MIPs and so forth. And that's their single point of entry. This is permissive. It doesn't require all counties to do that. But in this situation, this is how they've decided and how they'd like to manage their juvenile population for those kinds of offenses. I would also point out that there is no problem with regards to appropriate or the fines and so forth, because those 5, 6, 109 still go back to the municipalities and their general fund already by law. So this is a permissive bill and would ask you for your favorable consideration.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Elliott.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Honeycutt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
Massey.
Aye.
Meyer C.
Aye.
Meyer S.
Aye.
Nicholas.
No.
Perkins. Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Sessions.
Aye.
Townsend.
Aye.
Von Slatern.
Aye.
President Hines.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 no.
Senate File 14, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senate File 16, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 16, sponsored by the Revenue Committee, Property Tax Review of Assessment, an act relating to taxation and revenue.
Senator Schiffer.
Mr. President, I move for introduction of Senate File 16, Property Tax Review of Assessment. Mr. President, this bill is a result of Senate File 144 from last session, the review of property tax assessments and the task force that resulted from that. What this does, if a property owner wishes to appeal their tax assessment, the county assessor has to show them how that assessor, what the comparable sales were to put a value on their property. It means that you can go in, if you appeal, and say, show me how you got the value on my property.
and they share those, and then they can go to the County Board of Appeals. I ask for your favorable consideration.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Dockstader?
Aye.
Elliott?
Aye.
Esquivel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Honeycutt?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Larson?
Aye.
Martin?
Aye.
Massey? Meyer C.
Aye.
Meyer S.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Sessions.
Aye.
Townsend.
Aye. Bond.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 30 ayes.
Senate file 16, having received a two-thirds vote majority, is referred to committee number 3, Revenue. Senate file 17, first reading of the bill.
Senate file 17, sponsored by the Revenue Committee. Statement of consideration, an act relating to property.
Senator Schiffer.
Mr. President, I would move Senate file 17, statement of consideration for admission during this budget session. Mr. President, what this bill does, again, it's a result of Senate File 144 and the task force that worked on the process of assessing taxes. This goes in to residential property and makes that statement of consideration a public document so that if you want to look at comparable sales in either your geographic area or anywhere else in your county, you can go in and look at that. It makes it a little bit easier for a taxpayer to know how the value was reached and what were the other comparable sales that perhaps the assessor did not use. This is the other side of the coin of Senate File 16. What did the assessor throw out that perhaps you as a property owner think is a comparable sale? And so that's what this bill does.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
No.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Dockstader?
Aye.
Elliott?
Aye.
Esquivel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Honeycutt?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Larson?
Aye.
Martin?
Aye.
Massey?
Aye.
Meyer C.
Aye.
Meyer S.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Sessions.
Aye.
Townsend.
Aye.
Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Hines.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 no.
Senate File 17, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 3, Revenue. Senate File 18, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 18, sponsored by the Corporations Committee, Limited Liability Companies Revisions, an act relating to limited liability companies.
Senator Case.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I would move for the introduction of Senate File Number 18, Limited Liability Companies Revisions. This might be the longest bill that you see this session. If you recall from last year, we rewrote the C-Corp statute in Wyoming. We brought it up to date. We revised it. The limited liability law is actually a creature that was originated in Wyoming. We were the first state to create limited liability companies. We also had the first state to have a tax court determination, the gold standard, that our form of limited liability company was acceptable to the IRS. That's why we had a great flurry of activity with limited liability companies being established in Wyoming. But that was quite a few years ago, and the folks that worked on that, there's a couple still around, but we've not revised our statute, and other states have adopted the limited liability corporation form. Wyoming has dropped out of being the place where it's the best to file for limited liability companies. This, in essence, this bill modernizes our statute, makes it more uniform, makes it recognize some decisions and deals, but it's not a wholesale adoption of the Uniform Act. There's still some special things in Wyoming. This bill was developed with your Corporations Committee, working with the bar, a task force from the bar that we established, and a lot of people put hundreds of hours into doing this. I hope you'll approve its introduction, and we'll have lots of great discussions, Mr. President.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Elliott.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert. Honeycutt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
Massey.
Aye.
Meyer C.
Aye.
Meyer S.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Sessions.
Aye.
Townsend.
Aye.
Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Hines.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 30 ayes.
Senate File 18, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Senate File 20, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 20, sponsored by Senator Esquibel. Text-based communications prohibited while driving, and act relating to motor vehicles.
Senator Esquibel.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for introduction of Senate File Number 20, text-based communications prohibited while driving. Now, this bill, Mr. President, addresses the growing concern over the number of people that are using text messaging while driving. It's geared primarily towards the youthful drivers because those are the ones that are probably the most adept at text, some of these communication devices, more so than many of us, but that's our next generation. And I don't think I have to tell this group about the number of reports that come out regarding people that have either killed themselves or killed someone else because they were texting while driving. Many of the reports I've read indicate that texting while driving increases the danger of an accident by as much as 20%. This bill prohibits the texting, which basically means to read or write or send a text message. There are some exceptions if the vehicle is lawfully parked or to contact an emergency response vehicle. And there's another exception that that allows a person to enter a telephone number into an electronic wireless communication device for the purpose of making or receiving a telephone call. But as far as the bill itself, it's geared towards the issue of texting itself. And there are some penalties. In addition, it might comes at a good time in terms of the widespread efforts towards highway safety, Mr. President. So I ask for a two-thirds vote on Senate File Number 20. Thank you.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
No.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
No.
Elliott.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert. Honeycutt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Johnson.
No.
Landon.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
Massey.
Aye.
Meyer C.
No.
Meyer S.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Sessions.
Aye.
Townsend. Von Flatern,
aye.
President Hines.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 26 ayes, 4 noes.
Senate File 20, having received a two-thirds vote majority, is referred to Committee Number 8, Transportation. Senate File 22, first reading of the bill.
Senate File Number 22, sponsored by the Transportation Committee, State Active Duty Medical Expense Reimbursement, an act relating to the National Guard.
Senator Von Kerman.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for the introduction of Senate File 22, State Active Duty Medical Expense Reimbursement, and ask the body to vote aye. What this does is fill a loophole we have. These are for medical expenses that are not injuries. So when somebody's on state call-up, of course, workers' comp would take care of that. If the federal government calls them, you've got the federal military coverage for injuries. But should you actually have a flu, get a cold of some sort, where you pay out-of-pocket for prescriptions, you may end up paying some deductible on your own insurance, those kind of expenses, we have no way of billing back against the calling agency or the agency requesting our assistance. So in a case of earthquake, tornado, flood, another state calls us, our governor asks for some assistance from our National Guard, we send the soldiers there. If they're injured, of course, they're covered under workers' comp or federal, if they're on a federal call-out. But if they should get sick, not injury, sick, and have to put money out of their own pockets to cover prescription medicine, catch the flu, doctor bills, we would not be able to bill that agency that called for our assistance. Putting this in statutes allows us to bill them and or make up the money to the soldier ourselves. So this is what it does. It just takes care of things called illnesses and is not affected by injuries that would be covered by workers' comp. Ask for the body's favorable vote.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Elliott. Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Honeycutt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
Massey.
Aye.
Meyer C.
Aye.
Meyer S.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Sessions.
Aye.
Townsend.
Aye.
Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Hines.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 30 ayes.
Senate File 22, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 8, Transportation. Senate File 23, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 23, sponsored by the Labor Committee, Unemployment Compensation Amendments, and act relating to unemployment compensation.
Senator Scott.
Mr. President, I move introduction of Senate File 23, the unemployment compensation amendments. It's a joint labor committee bill. The important thing here is that it brings us into compliance with the federal unemployment law. And the reason that's important is that in the unemployment compensation area, the feds basically govern its interstate commerce. They are very rigid about compliance with their particular law. And if you're out of compliance, what they do is they remove the exemption that your employers have for most of the federal unemployment compensation tax, and the bill on the employers would be horrendous. And so we can't do that. On the things they insist on, we've got to stay in compliance. The issues here relate to some definitions in casual, what casual labor and the wages related thereto are. They're not of great moment, but they were discovered last year right up against the bill introduction deadline, so we didn't deal with it in the general session. They came to us to deal with it in the interim, and that's this bill. It is my judgment that the feds will not allow us to delay any further on this particular one getting in compliance, so it's something we need to do at this budget session. There are some other issues in the bill where we do have discretion. From the discussion in committee, I don't think they're likely to be controversial, but we will very clearly delineate them if we bring the bill to the floor. But it is important that we get it introduced and that we pass the things that bring us into compliance with the federal requirements.
Chief Clerk, we'll call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Elliott.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Honeycutt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
Massey.
Aye.
Meyer C.
Aye.
Meyer S.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Sessions.
Aye.
Townsend.
Aye.
Von Platern.
Aye.
President Hines.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 30 ayes.
Senate File 23, having received a two-thirds majority, is referred to Committee Number 10, Labor. Senate File 25, first reading of the bill.
Senate File Number 25, sponsored by the Judiciary Committee, Liens, an act relating to liens.
Senator Ross.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move introduction of Senate File 25, Liens, which is a joint Judiciary Committee bill that's taken 2 years to put together as a part of our task, and would yield the floor to the subcommittee chairman to explain for introduction. Senator Perkins.
Mr. President, this is a
few title company people, a few contractors, all got together and went over the lien statute. And ultimately what we've tried to do is provide a simplification of the liens, provide an opportunity for contractors to clear up the rules, provide a little bit of leniency if to get away from some of the technical gotcha issues that are going on now in the state. When someone makes a little mistake, all of a sudden their lien is no good. And also to provide forms and other things like that to make it filing. The idea was to be able to file a lien and get it perfected in this state without necessarily having to hire an attorney. And so we've gone through that. There are some changes, but nevertheless, that's the report. And we would hope that you would. This was a task group that's been probably off and on over the last 10 years, and we finally brought it to fruition. And would ask you favorable consideration for introduction.
Chief Clerk, will call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Elliott.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Honeycutt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
Massey. Meyer C.
Aye.
Meyer S.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Sessions.
Aye.
Townsend.
Aye.
Von Platern.
Aye.
President Hines.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 30 ayes.
Senate File 25, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senate File 35, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 35, sponsored by the Transportation Committee, tolling authority for I-80 and act relating to highways.
Senator Von Klaven.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for the introduction of Senate File 35, tolling authority for Interstate 80. And on to that title should also be in planning. For two interims, the Transportation Committee has been looking at this and put consultant reports together, YDOT reports, looked at the expenses, what we need to do to I-80 to make it a safer road. We've spent quite a bit of time, gathered all this information, and what it really boiled down to is that now we need to go to the federal government, who, of course, can say yes or no right away. I mean, we could ask them one simple question, and they could say, no, you cannot toll, or they could say yes, and then we'd have a myriad of questions to ask them as to how we could, how much we could toll it. So what we needed to do for the federal government to pay attention and give us definitive answers on these very questions was to form a tolling authority, to give YDOT permission to form the tolling authority, and that's what this bill does. It does not give them permission to toll Interstate 80. What it does is set them up as a tolling authority so they can go to the federal government, ask all these questions as to who you can toll, is there any generally that you're not allowed to discriminate in tolling, but is there a way we can toll certain segment of the population, not another segment of the population? How much can we toll? How do we justify how much we are going to toll? And what kind of projects would we use that money for? All those questions have to be put in front of the federal government to get that definitive answers back so those scenarios can come forth to us. All through this bill, it says that we approve the tolling. In fact, the important part of this bill is on page 2, lines 18, and this is repeated later in the bill several places, 18 through line 24, where it says the purpose, it is necessary to authorize the Wyoming Transportation Commission with legislative approval to create and supervise a tolling program within the Department of Transportation. That is repeated about 4 other times through this bill. Every time it says there's any permission to do anything in relation to tolling, it also says with legislative approval. So all this bill does is allow YDOT to go to the federal government as a tolling authority, get us answers to our questions, and in fact, should we not be grandfathered under this
3 minutes.
Under this latest program, latest federal appropriation for highway funding, the new appropriation, which could come out any month, does not have these kind of pilot programs in there for existing toll roads, existing roads, tolling existing roads. We need to get in there in time and get this question asked.
Chief Clerk, we'll call the roll.
Anderson?
No.
Bebout?
No.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Coe? No.
Cooper?
No.
Dockstader?
Aye.
Dockstader?
Aye.
Elliott?
No.
Esquibel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Honeycutt?
Aye.
Jennings?
No.
Johnson?
No.
Landon?
Aye.
Larson?
Aye.
Martin?
Aye.
Massey?
Aye.
Meyer C? Meyer S.
No.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Sessions.
Aye.
Townsend.
Aye.
Von Platern.
Aye.
President Hines.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 22 ayes, 8 noes.
Senate filed. 35, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 8, Transportation. Senate File 37, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 37, sponsored by the Select Water Committee, Omnibus Water Bill Construction, an act relating to water development projects.
Senator Geis.
Oh,
Mr. President, I move Senate File 37, and after a two-thirds vote on the omnibus water bill, it has a lot of money in it. It's up to you whether you want to spend it or not. It helps everybody, and I'd ask for a two-thirds vote.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Elliott.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Honeycutt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
Massey.
Aye.
Meyer C.
Aye.
Meyer S.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Sessions.
Aye.
Townsend.
Aye.
Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Hines.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 30 ayes.
Senate File 37, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. Senate File 40, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 40, sponsored by Senator Cooper, Establishment of Highways, an act relating to establishment of highways.
Senator Cooper.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move for introduction of Senate File 40, Establishment of Highways. Mr. President, Senate File 40 expands Wyoming Statute 2401-101A, and the basic change is being made in order to include roads that were established before 1976 when the federal statutes were changed under the RS-2477 Act, which no longer permitted the counties to establish an existing road on federal public lands as a county road. The change to the statute is found on page 2, as you'll see on lines 10, 11, and 12. The added language would provide for the establishment of county roads specifically for access to private residents or agricultural operations across public land. The bill does not change any federal laws that would permit establishment of county roads in wilderness or roadless areas. This changes the state law, not the federal law. All it says is if the counties will have a state law in place to allow them to proceed with it, dedicating the road. Thank you. Ask your vote.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Elliott.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Honeycutt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
Massey.
Aye.
Meyer C. Meyer S. Nicholas.
No.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
No.
Schiffer.
No.
Scott.
Aye.
Sessions.
Aye.
Townsend.
Aye.
Von Flatern.
No.
President Hines.
Aye.
Close. Case aye to no. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 24 ayes, 6 noes.
Senate File 40, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 8, Transportation. Senate File 42, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 42, sponsored by the Education Committee, School Finance, Student Enrichment Instruction, and Act Relating to School Finance.
Senator Cole.
Mr. President, I move for introduction of Senate File 42, being a Joint Education Committee bill. It establishes and funds a supplemental assistance program for student enrichment, creates criteria and imposes duties on the Department of Education, and imposes reporting requirements along with the $450,000 appropriations out of the school foundation program. It's only for 2010-2011 school year. It's in addition to the block grant, and it's only during the summer session. A district may apply on or before April 15th of 2010. They have to include a description of the program, evidence that the program is research-based, has to provide documentation of the use of any national sources as well, and a plan for evaluating the program. On or before May 15th of 2010, the application review shall be completed by Department of Education, including a basis for the grant, including research-based opportunities to expand state and local programs, linkage to academic standards, be able to distinguish that learning opportunities are different from district programs that exist, and an evaluation of the program. Before October 1st of 2010, they report back to the districts report back to the Department of Education, include an analysis and evaluation of the program and the impact on student performance and enrichment strategies. Then Department of Education compiles info and reports to JEC before 12-1 of 10. Ask for a favorable consideration on your vote.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
No.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Elliott.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Honeycutt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Larson.
No.
Martin.
Aye.
Massey.
Aye.
Meyer C.
No.
Meyer S.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Perkins.
No.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Sessions.
Aye.
Townsend.
Aye.
Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Hines.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 26 ayes, 4 noes.
Senate File 42, having received a two-thirds majority of the vote, is referred to Committee Number 4, Education. Senate File 47, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 47, sponsored by Senator Schiffer, paramutual wagering, simulcasting, an act relating to paramutual wagering.
Senator Schiffer.
Mr. President, I would move introduction of Senate File 47, paramutual wagering simulcasting. Mr. President, what this bill does, it goes in, and if you're the licensed simulcast agent in the state, it requires that entity to also provide actual days of horse racing. Mr. President, we'll recall we have a track over in Uinta County, a very good track, I might add. But the person that runs that track also has a simulcast license. It's the profits off the simulcast that empower the racetrack to run. It turns out this person actually isn't too interested in real horses running at the track in Uinta County. This would require him to run the track for 5% of the total number of days of simulcasting or 16 days annually. What we're trying to do, this is actually an economic development bill, because we're going to grow the horse industry in Wyoming. That is a sustainable, renewable, and all those classical words that the whole world is using now, and I've brought a bill to do just that in the state of Wyoming. With minimal carbon footprint, by the way, Mr. President, I ask for your favorable consideration.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson. Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
No.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Elliott.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Honeycutt.
Aye.
Jennings.
No.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
Massey.
Aye.
Meyer C. Meyer S. Nicholas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Sessions.
Aye.
Townsend.
Aye.
Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Hines.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 27 ayes, 3 noes.
Senate File 47, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 3, Revenue. Senate File 48, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 48, sponsored by Senator Johnson, Licensure of Midwives, and Act Relating to Professions and Occupations.
Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move introduction of Senate File 48, Licensure of Midwives. I know you will all remember last year we had Senate File 141, which switched the words midwife licensure, and it went out of the Senate 28 ayes and 2 noes, and it went down to the House, and some strange things happened. And after 18 years in this body, they were really strange to me even then. So what happened after it died was we had a statewide committee get together, not only legislators, but people from all over the state who were interested in the midwives and having licensed midwives. And over these past months, they came up with Senate File number 48 that has now lots of support in the House, and I hope that we'll introduce it and support it in the Senate. We do have, all of us have people in our districts who for religious and cultural reasons prefer home births, and they can't get professional midwives because there's no such thing as a professional midwife, a licensed midwife in Wyoming to do those home births. So I would ask that you vote in favor of this. Let's send it to committee and let's make sure that it's what we need.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bebout.
No.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Coe.
No.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
No.
Elliott.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Honeycutt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
Massey. Meyer C.
Aye.
Meyer S. Nicholas.
No.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Her.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Sessions.
Aye.
Townsend.
Aye.
Von Flatern.
No.
President Hines.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 25 ayes, 5 noes.
Senate File 48, having received a two-thirds majority, is referred to Committee Number 10, Labor. At this point, that is the introductions of bills that we have for this afternoon. We have a little different situation concerning the budget bill, and I'm going to call on Senator Nicholas if he would explain where we're at with that budget bill.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen, the budget bill, we typically have the final action of the JAC completed 2 weeks before the session, which gives the staff 2 weeks to complete the budgeting. This week, we completed about a week before the session there, partly because I had a scheduling conflict that was actually caused by my daughter who decided to get married. And so she's delayed the whole session. But the final analysis, she's in Seattle. She'll never hear it. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, she could. But anyway, what's happened is the staff has only had 1 week to get the budget. We've got a bunch of Section 300 amendments that are being drafted. They're not completed. They could have it done before the time for introduction of bills. It's our preference to allow them more time to get them completed by Friday. Then the JAC members would take the amendments over the weekend. We'd have the bill completed on Monday and then back for introduction on Tuesday. Our rules provide that budget bills like any other bill, so that the budget bill is required, if it was, would not require, would be a two-thirds vote if you vote on it before the cutoff date, but if it's after cutoff date, it requires 100% or unanimous vote of all of us to allow it to go forward. And so the issue is do we want to get the staff to ramp them up, get the bill in, and then if there are mistakes, we'll clean them up during the process, or are we 100% willing to, all of us willing to allow the staff a little more time? We'll work on it this weekend. You'll get the bill next week, hopefully with fewer problems, but we'd have to have 100% of us agreeing to that to vote on it. Even Senator Case would have to vote on it. So it's up to you. We can get it out. The staff assures us they could get it out of it. My recommendation is, if we're all agreeable, let's give them some more time. We'll have the weekend to make sure the amendments are right. The bill won't, we don't start the bill till after crossover day in any event. And to the extent that it was partly my fault of the delay, I apologize, but in the end, I don't think it's going to make any difference.
And I guess at this point, we need to know if my personal feeling is that we're better off to let the staff have the extra time so they don't have to work late at night and there is more possibilities of a mistake that way, and then also give the Appropriation Committee time to go over it to make sure it's in the order that they wish to have it. But as they said, we'll have to have 100% support to go forward with this plan. Senator Anderson.
Mr. President, it might be prudent in this instance for the body to understand whether that's 100% of those present or 100% of those elected.
The chief clerk would check the rule book. Ordinarily, yes, Senator Nicholas.
Mr. President, I've asked for that. It's 100% of the people that are present, so if you're absent, it's just you have to be here that day. I think staff's at least...
I believe 24.2B says unanimous consent of the membership.
24B?
24.2B. No bill shall be considered for introduction after 5 o'clock p.m. on the fifth legislative day of this session, except by unanimous consent of the membership.
Well, I'll confirm that I was advised by staff that they believe that would be interpreted to mean the people of those 100% of those that were voting on the day, but I'll confirm that. And, Mr. President, there are two other ways to deal with this. One is we suspend the rules by two-thirds vote. And the second way is we could adopt session rules, Senate rules, just for this session also by two-thirds. So there's different vehicles to address the problem. Part of it is just sort of getting people to size up whether they prefer to have the bill pushed out quickly or whether we're going to be patient. But we'll find a way to get it done.
Other thought, currently the bill does not have a vote. If we get it in this week, it doesn't have a vote. But if we delay it, then we'll need everyone to agree to bring it in next week. Senator Bebout.
Mr. President, the question I have is, we're not sure what could happen between now and next week. Is there some, and I think the question was answered procedurally, could we not do something now to be sure? I have no problem in waiting. I just want to have us agree to wait, and we kind of agree, but then something beyond our control should happen, and who knows what it might be, and there we sit, then which means we expunge the record and all those kinds of things. I just wonder if there's a procedure we could do maybe in the next couple of days that would kind of be proactive and not have us get in a position where we might have a problem.
I assume at this point we have until Wednesday noon. I believe the budget bill is considered, the rest of them, to have to be in the LSO office by noon on Wednesday. And this one thing we might check on. But why I bring it up today, that if you want it to go ahead, we'd like to have the feeling that everybody will support it. Otherwise, it causes problems and delays in how we can handle it. Senator Case?
Mr. President, I haven't voted for a budget bill in about 10 years. Mr. President, wouldn't it be easier just to change the rules where you need a two-thirds vote, put in some temporary rules for this session only to allow the late introduction? The two-thirds vote is easier to get than unanimous, and it would probably be fairly simple. Staff could draft the amendment. We could put it in. You could get her done. But if I have to, you know I'll cave to the will of my good friends in the Senate.
It's almost worse than
Senator Nicholas, well, if we recheck rules this evening and make our decision tomorrow morning, will that work all right, or is that...
I think I'll check on the appropriation rule and whether the
president or what I'll do is ask the staff to go ahead and just... show us what it would look like if we just adopted a temporary rule with respect to the budget for the session.
Okay. Thank you. And if you haven't, the staff haven't spoke to you, they want to update our computers on the antivirus software. So if they haven't done that, you might leave your computers on your desk so they can get to it today and tomorrow. Messages from the House.
February the 8th, 2010, from the House of Representatives. Message number one. Mr. President, the House of Representatives of the 60th Wyoming State Legislature budget session has been called to order by Speaker Colin Simpson and is ready to receive any communications that you may desire to submit. Patty Bensler. February the 8th, 2010, from the House of Representatives, message number two, Mr. President. This is to inform you that the following named persons are duly appointed as new members of the House of Representatives of the 60th Legislature of the State of Wyoming, and are serving until the first Monday in January following the next general election. Representative Terry Kimball as representative from District 49. Representative Greg Bilkrey as representative from District 53. Patricia Benson, House Chief Clerk. February the 8th, 2010, from the House of Representatives, message number three. The Speaker of the House of Representatives has appointed the following standing committees for the 2010 budget session of the 60th Legislature, dispensing with further reading.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader, do you have one more message?
February the 8th, 2010, from the House of Representatives, message number four. Mr. President, the House of Representatives appointed the following employees for the 2010 budget session of the 60th Legislature, dispensing with further reading.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that clears the desk.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that the Senate adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow, Tuesday, February 9th, 2010.
Are there announcements? Senator Geis.
Mr. Public Lands and Water Resources will hold a meeting in S up in room 302 tomorrow morning at 7:30. Well, you're all invited to come up and hear your U.S. Forest Service give you an update on all taking place in the state of Wyoming. And I hope some of you show up and listen. And then tomorrow night upon adjournment, we'll take up Senate File 7, Rangeland Health Assessments, Senate File 13, Economic Analysis, Senate File 3, Riparian Laws.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your over-enthusiastic Transportation Committee number 8 will meet in approximately 15 minutes in room S13 to consider Senate File 20, text-based communication prohibited while driving, Senate File 22, state active duty medical expense reimbursement, and if time permits, Senate File 40, establishment of highways.
Senator Case.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, your Corporations Committee number 7 will meet tomorrow morning, Tuesday, February 9th, at 8 a.m. in S-19 at the top of the stairs. We'll consider the following bills: Senate File 4, Special District Elections; Senate File 5, Special District's Public Records; and Senate File 6, Improvement and Service Districts. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Schiffer.
Mr. President, your Committee number 3, Revenue, we'll meet tomorrow, 20 minutes after noon recess, over in the Prestige corner of the Capitol Building to take up Senate File 16, Property Tax Review of Assessment, Senate File 17, Statement of Consideration, and Senate File 47, Parimutuel Wagering Simulcasting.
Senator Burns.
Mr. President, your Committee number 6, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, will meet on the noon recess tomorrow up in the TRW room to take up Senate Files 10, State Parks, Bear River State Park, Senate File 11, State Parks, Acquisition and Disposition of Lands, and Senate File 12, State Parks and Historic Sites, Boundaries and Designation.
You've all heard the motion that the Senate be adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The Senate is adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Dancing? No, that was the thing that's for the Planned Parenthood fundraiser this past weekend. No, I want to have a chat with the governor actually about this up here, how